Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Contemplations. I'm Josh and I'm joined by Hugo.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about political representation.
So this is a topic that I found really interesting, and it might sound a bit weird because it might sound like a bit of nitpicking or something like that, but it's not that, and I'm going to show you how it's not that. Because I think this is very important, mainly because of, you know, what kind of importance I place on language and on the use of language and how I see language being used in society and how it, you know, shapes social relations and also kind of in the culture war and things around that, how that's very important and how that's key to what actually happens and how things play out. I think that's what other people have also noticed, like in the past year or so. Like Carl also has started talking more about using of different terms and why this definition is important. That, like, there was a video on LogicCity.com that went up yesterday, I think, which was about the definition of a woman, why that's important, and why it's important what that definition means and how the word is used, and how that becomes kind of a focal point in kind of the fight for social change or lack of change, right? And so that becomes the center of attention, right? And so that extends to the concept of political representation as well, because it's something that kind of underpins the society that we live in, and just the society, but the relationship between the society and the state, because it's kind of the center point of how the state is justified, how it's justified its existence and its kind of relation to the people. Because what you often kind of hear is that, like, politicians and bureaucrats and these kind of people are either called, like, representatives, right? They're supposed to represent you, or they're called something like public servants, right? So they are someone that you kind of hire to do something, and so they are supposed to do some kind of job for you, right? And so these kinds of things kind of are repeated, like, all the time. Like, that's a standard vocabulary that is being used. And this is something that has kind of far-reaching consequences, I think. And so I would like to get deeper into this and to see whether these, you know, descriptions, these labels, are justified or not, and how they can be justified.
So we're not looking at, say, different models of political representation, but the concept in and of itself and the language that surrounds it.
Yeah. Exactly. And so in the beginning, I want to give some kind of context and a bit of history as well, because then we'll go over different kinds of political representation, of, like, meanings of the concept and how that relates to non-political representation, how people kind of draw connections between those two. But before that, I want to give a little bit of background. And so, as I said, political representation, the word representation is used as one of the justifications for the state. And that's not something that is kind of perennial or that's, like, long lasting. That is a very recent development. Before, the 18th century, 18 or 19th centuries, the main and most important justification behind the existence of a ruler was the divine right to rule, the divine right of kings, right? And so it was taken as a given that, well, there's this ruler and he is the ruler because he's been given that right to rule over other people by God, and God is the ultimate ruler over everyone, and so it's kind of God's deputy on earth, right? And so that's the idea. And of course that idea had a lot of traction before, like in the before times, and then over the course of kind of modernity, it kind of fell aside, and now no one believes it. And I've got a quote, a nice quote from Jared Casey, who is a philosopher and who talks about representation quite a bit. And he says, divine rule theories of government are at an all-time low ebb in an intellectual market. Aristocratic theories of government command no respect. Oligarchy theories even less, and might is right theories are now, as they always have been, absolutely bankrupt. In the arena of governmental justification, democracy is the only game in town, for if there is a fundamental article of faith in the contemporary world, it is not that God is dead or that soccer is a beautiful game. It is rather that democracy is a good thing, so entrenched, so widespread, so accepted is this belief, that to call it into question is to invite bafflement, bewilderment, bemusement, and, when it becomes apparent that one is not joking, dismay, disbelief, and derision. And so he says, the justification for the state has changed over time from the divine, or from these kinds of things, to some kind of political participation, which means, mm-hmm. which translates to democracy, which translates to this idea that through democracy you arrive at someone who represents you in politics, and that's why they are kind of justified in ruling mm-hmm. over you.
Well, I mean, you certainly hear ruling politicians using things like, oh, we are enacting the people's will, or something along those lines, as the go-to rationale for, okay, we're doing something, maybe it's not popular with everyone, but, you know, we got elected on this mandate, and therefore we are perfectly fine to pursue this thing, even if not everyone is happy with it.
Exactly. And that kind of sentiment, it's everywhere around us, and, like, if you're doubting it, no, the kind of US famous slogan is no taxation without representation. That's, you know, everyone knows it. But what does that mean, right? That also means the reverse, that taxation is justified by representation. So if you're justified, they're justified in taxing you, right? Mm-hmm. And so that is also kind of important to think about, is that slogan means, well, there are circumstances under which you can tax me, but this is not one of the circumstances, and that's what I have a problem with, right? And so that is the, you know, framing of the discussion, because that's the importance of this term and of this concept, because even that kind of like freedom and independence slogan that is very much at the center of this kind of thinking is still framed in this way, right? That there is a situation under which you can tax me, under which you're justified to do that, and so that kind of illustrates the power of the concept of political representation and of that idea, if you believe that it is real. And so let's turn to Hobbes, because Hobbes is kind of a famous historical character, and he also talked about political representation a little bit in Leviathan. And so he says, quote, a commonwealth is said to be instituted when a multitude of men do agree and covenant, everyone with everyone, that to whatsoever man or assembly of men shall be given by the major part the right to present all of them, that is to say, to be their representative. Everyone shall authorize all the actions and judgments of that man or assembly of men in the same manner as if they were his own. He talks in a very
Hobbesian way.
Exactly. Like, his sentences are very divided by a lot of commas and a lot of caveats. But the important thing here is that he says, well, everyone agrees that they need to authorize this person that will be a representative of all of them. And that is kind of a weird concept, because something like that never happened, obviously, right? And so he's just, like, he's describing a scenario that is not realistic, neither in history nor in the present. Like,
do you not think that it's possible that someone could legitimately represent someone's interests? Just take it outside of politics for a second, mm-hmm. and the practicalities of that. Do you think, say, they're just a group of people, I don't know, in a workplace, have a conversation, and then they say, okay, well, we would like you to raise this with the boss, and you these are our concerns, you just need to represent these interests.
Yep.
Do you think that in a scenario like that, where, you know, it's the same mechanisms at play there of the representation, just at a much smaller scale, but do you not think that they would do it, be possible to do it well at all?
No, I think they would. That is a very kind of good point that that we'll discuss later as well, because that is a major thing kind of to do when you're studying political representation, to compare that to other kinds of representation that happens in everyday life, right? And the key point there then is to observe the similarities and differences and to kind of figure out where are we making a mistake if we're describing them as if they were the same thing. And so with political representation in particular, in contrast with all other kinds of representation, the situation is quite different, right? Because and you can see it clearly here in Hobbes that we're talking about now, because Hobbes says, well, everyone will agree to this, and therefore this person is authorized to do something. But everyone did not do that, right? Most people, like, almost no one, like, did that consciously or like, that's something that you need to kind of demonstrate that, like, yes, this is what happens. People did that consciously. People do that consciously, and people are like, know what's happening, things like that, right? And so that is of course not true. And so this is Hobbes's account of kind of the background of politics is absolutely, like, speculative. There's nothing, like, real about it. No, it's a construction that is kind of fine, you know, as a construction, but it doesn't resemble the real world in any way.
So your argument against Hobbes would be something along the lines of, say, to move it back to politics again, that if a group of people elect a representative, even amongst perhaps the people who elected them, it's not necessarily that they read and agreed with every single policy and gave their go-ahead. It's just that, you know, there were enough there that they crossed the threshold where they wanted to support them. And that can be used, as Hobbes is saying, as in they voted for that person, and therefore that gives them a mandate to do whatever they wish, as long as it's in keeping with what they actually said they would do in the first place.
That is a good argument, but that is not what I meant.
Okay.
what I meant is that Hobbes says every person kind of agrees, like, a state is instituted in a way that every person agrees that it's a good idea, and then they authorize this one person to become the state or become the ruler. And I'm saying that never happened, and that's not real, right? That doesn't happen. And so if you're talking about that kind of political representative in this way, like, you need to acknowledge that if you want to justify that by the initial agreement of everyone who the ruler rules over, like, that's ahistoric. That never happened, and that never happens in the real world anyway. And so he tries to do that, and that is kind of intellectually coherent, right? If you imagine that that's how it could work, it is valid intellectually or philosophically, but it didn't actually happen like that in history, and never happens like that in history. And there is an almost zero chance that it could happen, because the more people you have, the less clear it is, the less likely it is that all of them will agree to whatever you want, and you won't find anyone who says, like, no, I'm not going along with this. And when you have someone like that in that kind of community or place or whatever you're trying to rule over, well, then your rule has to be justified in some other way to be not just an arbitrary imposition.
So I'm going to try and understand the point again. So say if it were a presidential election and one person didn't vote for the popular candidate, would that then make what Hobbes is saying invalid?
Yes.
Okay. So I think I'm getting because what you're saying here now.
Because Hobbes's idea is that the Commonwealth, which is a country or a state, he says that is instituted because everyone covenants with everyone else, right? That's what he says. And that is, of course, absurd. Like, that never happens. And he can, like, and I'm not saying that he thought something like that happens in practice, but he meant that in a conceptual way. It's kind of like everyone agrees kind of tacitly with everyone else that this is a good idea. And yeah, okay, if he's saying that, that's a much weaker argument, that's a much weaker claim than if you take that literally. But people do take that literally, right? People say that, yeah, like, everyone agreed. Well, no, that's obviously not true.
So maybe you can kind of move it to a different level and say that everyone agrees on the election of a person and they respect perhaps a majority threshold or something like that along those lines. And it's not so much that every single person supports the leader, because that is impossible pretty much. Yeah. Like, it's not going to happen. But people at least support the system in which that leader is elected and therefore less directly support them, in that they support the legitimacy of how they got to that position.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.